This is Julia Wright of International Concern Family and Friends for Mumia Abu-Jamal, speaking from Paris, France. Paris, the city of lights, where the death penalty was abolished in 1981, the very year Mumia was illegally arrested in the USA for a capital crime he did not commit. Since 1995, about 25 French cities have granted Mumia honorary citizenship, which is historic. Paris, the capital of France, was one of these cities and hadn't granted honorary citizenship since Picasso, which is also historic. At least one French college textbook has a chapter outlining Mumia's case. Imagine getting graded on your knowledge of the hundreds of flaws in the prosecution. Isn't that the right side of scholarship? The most famous plaza in the world, the Place de la Concorde, is picketed every week since 1995 for our death row prisoners. That's gotta be history. The problem facing us now as we go into 2005 is continuity and transmission, urgency, creativity, and unity. Continuity. We must pace the marathon against death without getting breathless, burnt out, or sidetracked. Transmission. Struggle becomes a real challenge to the other side only if we pass it on to our youth. Urgency. We know, since the sinister legal decision of last June, that a third execution warrant is a real possibility if the streets are not kept alive with the sound of Mumia on both sides of the Atlantic. Stay tuned. Stay tuned because the disinformers are still working overtime to circulate the myth that Mumia is out of danger, off death row, somewhere in a rose garden. The only rose we care about is the truth. He hasn't budged from his same old cell, and federal appeal time is closing in. Creativity. We've commemorated at least three dates year in and year out for a decade here in France and much of Europe. Mumia's birthday, 24th of April, his illegal arrest, 9th of December, 81, and our own former slave slanted irony, July 4th. There will be no date of death dealt by the state. No date of death. So we must also invent our own dates, our own traditions, as one of the Mumia youths told me, old soul that he is. The more we invent, the less the death mongers know where to expect us next. Unity. Way before the Middle Ages, dismemberment was a method of execution. Those who embrace the culture of death are trying to dismember our united front against racism, against war, against torture, against death, against economic, civil, and human and political rights, and against love. Let us unite against dismemberment. On a move towards our December dates to commemorate the illegal arrest of Mumia and International Human Rights Day. Here are some of the dates. More events are mushrooming as I speak. Look them up and put them on your websites. Update, add your own. December 3rd, Paris, with PAM Africa, International Press Conference in the city of Saint-Denis to announce a Mumia Abu-Jamal monument. Remember how many of us still feel we didn't build enough monuments to honor the resistance against slavery. December 4th, City of Drancy, Mumia event in a newly named Mumia Abu-Jamal Hall. December 6th, city of Montpellier in the south of France, Mumia teach-in. December 11th, Paris, again, demonstration for Mumia in front of the Georges Pompidou Museum. Lots of tourists, a lot of them from America. December 11th, Marseille, back south again, teach-in and picket for Mumia, and so on and so forth. As Amilcar Cabral used to say, and I quote, "Under their snow, the seeds we have planted are warm, and spring is not far away." Paris, November 28th, 2004.